Questions, Nick. What the fuck? I didn't even know about this shit. What up, Demi? I see what you got, some Christmas stuff in the background.
Yeah, being festive, you know.
Okay, you got the gallery on both screens. Let's do the I am just about good to go. We're going to close our door. That's the only thing we got to do.
Okay. Ooh. There's a beer right there, buddy. I just realized it's episode 19, and it's 19.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. This is episode 19?
Yeah.
And them numerical coincidences.
It's been a while since we've done that.
What numbers?
Numbers, yeah. Today
is
the
19th. Oh. Is your phone dying? Or no, that's just the screen. I'm sharing my screen for no reason. I just want to make sure it's good to go. Stop screen. Boom. Right.
Well. Yeah, more?
What?
I was wondering if that was water or not. I was about to pour it up.
What up?
That sounds so loud. For real, you have to be loud. Please. Yes, thank you.
So what's up, you guys? Who won the fantasy? Is it over yet? It's not over yet. Tomorrow's Sunday, right?
Nope. No, it's not over. So my projection to win is slightly lowering.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it's okay.
Like, would you say lower than the Redskins have a chance of going to the playoffs, or you have a higher chance than them?
No. So I am in the playoffs right now. And this is the second, next week is a Super Bowl. So right now I'm playing Keith, who is a super sweet guy. So there is no better person for me to play.
Nah, fuck that shit. This is war, this is fantasy. All that shit goes out the door.
No, not with him. He's so sweet. No. Okay, that's okay. I could just do like this.
Just talk upwards instead of talking to the camera before we go like this.
Look how far we've come. We're so official, dog. We all got nice mics, headphones, mm-hmm. Rodecaster mixers, set up.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
I mean, it is episode 19, so we've done quite a bit by this point. Right? When did we start this? We started in... So this is going to be our final episode, our final recording, I think, of 2020. And we started...
No, it's not.
Is it? I mean, because
there's still
2 weeks from now makes it 2021, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right. You're
mm-hmm, right.
Yeah. So we started in May, I want to say. Does that sound right?
I think it was later, right?
I don't think it was named Real Men Record Our Wives until like July or June.
Our first episode was a random acting podcast.
Random act of podcasting.
And then from there on, we ended up coming up with it. And I think maybe it was June. But yeah, so it's been like 6 months.
Whenever it was, I just know I had tooth pain. Remember, y'all? And I had to get a fucking root canal. And...
Oh.
Yeah, I was like going to the car and I was like, okay, I got a good spot. We got these new phones and yada, yada, yada. And...
It's kind of, I don't know. This year has gone by so fast, I feel like. And when you think about it, it's like, there was, I mean, a lot is going on, but also like we're not doing a lot at the same time. So it's kind of like, which reason is it that it's going fast?
I feel like the year has gone by fast, but at the same time, quarantine hasn't. And I know that doesn't make sense, but like.
Oh, okay.
I had fucking this hat on top of my ears and I had my volume like what I needed to be. I was like,
here.
No, mine's good. I was wondering why Fatima's is so loud. I'm like, what? Is that the same as mine? Like, what?
I can't.
I had to turn her like, down.
I know I'm hard of hearing, but.
Yeah. Lately, that's good. I've been using Kenneth's car a lot and every time I get in, I'm just like, ugh, I'm gonna go freaking deaf. So loud.
What's up with that? You don't turn your volume down before you turn your car off, Ken?
Apparently not.
I do.
Damn.
I don't know. I try to like think about it and I'm just like, shit, like when I'm jamming, like, do I have it that loud?
You know,
because when
is?
I turn it on, I'm just like, oh shit.
I know exactly what it is. I rarely, and this sucks lately, I haven't been listening to music when I drive. I listen to my books, on my audio books, so they're all louder.
And they have those soft ass voices.
Yeah. So it's loud.
Oh, cool. I've never really listened to an audio book, but I feel like the only thing that turns me off of them is that
what?
I would prefer to hear the author that wrote the book's voice.
Nah.
Yeah. Sometimes they have like maybe computerized voices.
Mm-hmm. They have like, it definitely has a big effect on it depending who they choose to narrate it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've listened to like a couple of them. Kenneth definitely has listened to a lot more, but like that was the thing about it that turned me off at first. I was like, I don't want to just listen to somebody like reading me a book. Like I can read my own book. But then I would, back when life was more normal, when I was like on the metro or driving to work, I would listen to it on those times. And if it was a good person, I would get into it. If it was like a shitty, like weird narrator, voice or like somebody like too monotone, I'd be like,
So someone who listens to audiobooks a lot, you actually start liking certain narrators, loving certain narrators, and then you'll start finding yourself like getting into books that they narrate, that just because they narrate it. And some people are really fucking good at it. I want to start doing, like, trying it out, just recording a book, just reading it. And so I really like this one guy, so I like all his stuff. He gets really into it. Some of the authors do read their own books, and some of them are good, some of them aren't that good, but it's really good. Demi's right, it makes a difference who's reading it.
That also weirded me out though, because I have heard you listening to like two different series, and it was like the same person narrating it. So like in my mindset, because I had heard you listening to it so much, like I had that vision of them in my head, and then I heard them narrating something else, and I was just like,
sometimes they get into
this is
it,
like throwing me off.
Certain narrators, like a lot of the Star Wars books, they do like the different voices of people, and I don't know if it's like other actors and shit or if it's the same author, but like, I mean, the same narrator. Well, sometimes it's female, so no, but it's really cool. I like it. I like it a lot. When you're doing stuff like just working in the workshop or just working with your hands, doing something that you can listen at the same time, it's really dope.
Sorry about that. Got serious attention for no reason.
Well, anywho, see, we already are going on random tangents.
That's why I love
this. It's great. Sometimes, you know, get into random fun stories. But
it's wild that the end of the year is here. What is today? The 19th.
It is the 19th.
Now you said it'll be the 2021. And yeah, we went through a whole year. And if we started in May or June, it doesn't matter. That shit went by fast.
Yep, here we are, episode 19.
And so many crazy things have happened.
And it's the Christmas episode, y'all.
Yes. And actually, I ended up as like a reconnecting of summing it all up since we used to do the numerology and the meanings and all of that. I ended up quickly looking up what number 19 means in numerology. And apparently the number 19 wants to remind you that you're very close to reaching your goal and that you need to push yourself just a little bit more to actually reach it.
Hey, I like that.
All right. Nice.
So
I like that.
A good, I think, at the end of the year, that's usually what ends up happening. Everybody's like making their goals and thinking about what they did or didn't do and what they want to achieve going forward.
That's one thing I love about numerology and astrology, all the shit that you guys know more about than I do. But one thing is that it does have like, it does like show you your flaws, but I think that at the end of the day, it's a positive thing. Like it's trying to, it's just to get you to do better, whether it's real or not. It's a positive message. It's trying to teach you about yourself and it works. Like Demi plays this thing. What's it called? Every day you play it.
I listen to, they have like Horoscope Today. It's from this, from the Parcast Network.
Yeah,
they have for each person's like horoscope. So I listen to Cancer
and
Today.
It's cool because we're both Cancer. So she just plays it out loud. Yeah, and it's like, purposely. Hello, good morning, Cancer. And it just like tells you your shit. And the other day it said some shit that was really tight.
I was like, listen to this, Kenneth.
I heard it.
I know, but I was like making sure. I was like, you heard that, right? Where was it?
You guys are in the same room, right? It throws me off with her in the blue screen, I guess.
Different setup. Yeah. She's in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah, we ended up sitting across from each other today instead of.
Yeah, I like it better. Like, I have tons of room. I'm not cramped. I don't know about you. I like it. Cramping me, dog. It's like, no, I'm just fine. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy holidays, Rashad. Happy holidays, Fatima.
Yeah, la 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 la.
Christmas is here.
Wow, I think that's the most I've heard you sing.
Wow.
Have yourself a very Merry Christmas.
Normally rapping, that's like more like melodic.
And now that you are singing, and that was the first thing you sang, is that like your favorite Christmas song out of all the corny, you know, traditional Christmas songs?
No, I don't even have a favorite one, dude. So like if I'm going to try to think of one, if I don't really, I really despise it a little bit. I'm a Grinch. So let me think if there is one that I do like. I'm thinking
Christmas is here.
And
that trend is tight.
That's the shitty thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've sampled it. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I do like that one as far as the way it sounds sonically, but like, no.
When it starts slow, like the whole choir and everything.
Like, they're all just, like, even if you don't like them, though, you have to admit they get stuck in your head. And even if you don't want to sing them or hear them, once you hear it, it's just like, fuck.
I think that's why a lot of people don't like them, though.
Right. Like, what if they're like, I don't know. We don't know songs for Ramadan or songs for Hanukkah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like, these songs for Christmas have definitely been pushed in our head. And I'm sure like if the Ramadan chants and the Hanukkah chants were more familiar, we'd be like, oh my God. No more holidays. Can we just all just go and be on vacation for 3 weeks and not have to talk to each other or buy presents, just be with our families, please?
Yeah, well, theirs isn't commercialized like
all month of December.
I don't like it when it's forced upon you. Like sometimes I feel the Christmas spirit longer than other times, and sometimes it naturally comes. Sometimes I only feel it on Christmas Day. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I feel it the whole month. It just depends on the situation you're in. I just hate it when people like try to force it upon you, which is nice sometimes. Sometimes you need it, but I don't know. Like, I just enjoy the Christmas time. Like, me and Demi just be chilling, just me and her. We're going to go see the light. Everyone's been to those famous Gaithersburg lights, right? That you drive through your car.
Is it Seneca?
At Seneca Park or something.
That's Germantown.
I've never been to that one.
But you've heard about it, right?
Yeah.
We went when we were kids, and I'm pretty sure you went when you were a kid,
Demi.
I was
really little, yeah.
You go.
My parents were like, once or twice. They're like, this shit's expensive.
It's the same lights every fucking year. You pay $12 a car and $25 for a big car. Yeah, I think it used to be more. And you drive through your car and you see all these lights. It's pretty much you see all like cool neighborhood lights without having to like drive through and find them. I mean, they're cool, but I can see it in my head right now.
It's but, like little setups.
Like I could close my eyes and see that shit. And that, so we're going to go, and it's just more for nostalgic reasons. I'm going with my little sister. We used to go when we were little. So that's another, I think we were going to talk about that, like cool Christmas traditions. I didn't really know. I didn't really have, I was going to come up with one on the spot. I think I just did. Actually, that was a cool criticism. Yeah, when we were little, like when we were little, lights in general, my mom always did the house nice and shit like that. And like we would go to that specific lights and see it, those specific light show and see it. And it was fun. I mean, it's like happy memories, you know, when you think about it. And we're going to go see it. So it'll be cool. Probably be boring. Probably smoke a J during the whole ride. That'd be tight.
That will definitely be different.
Yeah. You have any Fatima childhood? Or like, I don't know, anything that makes you all bubbly inside when you hear Christmas.
So I think the one thing that I did have when I was a kid that I kind of grew out, I don't want to say grew out of, I guess this stage in my life is just different. But when I was a kid, we would celebrate Christmas the traditional Hispanic way. So we would wait till midnight on the 24th. And everybody would open up their gifts and, you know, it would be all of the family together. But since I had kids, I don't keep them up till midnight anymore.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly, I don't want to say maybe I did that with her once or twice. But after that, it was just, I was like, no, she needs to go to bed. Isaac needs to sleep so they could open them up tomorrow.
Yeah, that the traditional, you know, traditional Christmas format is better for kids, I think. Like, we were young, staying up till late, pretty much with our parents getting lit. That's what was going on in my situation. My parents and my parents' family members, cousins, uncles, whatever, were getting lit, and all the kids were just fucking around and up to no good, some of them, or just, you know, and... Yeah, and the traditional format is a little funner, wouldn't you say? Like a kid waking up on Christmas, the presents and shit like that. The Spanish have a way of like, you know, adding their little flair. The Hispanic, I always fuck that shit.
It was always just like a huge party.
Oh, yeah, it's a party.
Party, and at the end, you would open your presents. If you were a kid, the adults would just take theirs with them.
Like, exactly.
We used to go to my dad's cousin's house in D.C., and it was... But this was when I was like 7 or 8.
Yep.
And it was just so many people in one house, packed, loud music, the kids running around, the adults drinking.
Yep. And so we're going to try to emulate that this year. We always try to emulate that, but we're going to do it on Wednesday night, I think. We're going to see the lights Wednesday night, and then we're going to come home, make coquito, which is like the Puerto Rican. I'm sure you guys know. Now I got to explain that shit. Y'all are
I actually saw a funny ass thing that was like the eggnog versus coquito. And then somebody was like, nah, like eggnog's that white ass shit. Yeah. Like, no.
So then we're going to stay up, you know, exchange a little presents, and then wake up. And then, yeah. So we're not doing much because of COVID and stuff like that. But COVID doesn't really affect you guys. You guys got kids. You go to sleep on Christmas Eve. You wake up. There's presents under the tree, right? That's how it's going down.
We normally do it with family, though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, with Rashad's mom and his aunt.
And typically before COVID, Fatima is so good in understanding that I think I did a good... We've talked about it. How many did I do? 2 years of... going out to your family's things for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then as soon as we moved out, I was like,
I'm not going.
I'm just staying home tonight. You know, I don't really like, cause y'all would do your Christmas Eve thing. You're 20. And I'd be like, football would be on TV typically or something. I'm like, can I, you know what I mean? And the same thing with the children needing to go to bed. I would just be like, you know, I don't know. She's cool, man. I was like, but then I get the bad guy role for not showing up. So I feel like last year I showed up, remember? team. I showed up for something, whether it was something, was it New Year's or Christmas or
maybe New Year's.
We did something. Yeah, I showed up last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
at
mean,
your mom's, right?
Yeah, it was New Year's at my mom's.
There's like a mutual understanding. Like, I don't know. I feel like if I'd be typically going to all of Demi's family events, but like if there's ever one that I don't want to go to and I've done it, I'll be like, I'm not really trying to go. Like, I don't know.
It's usually like random holidays more so, but like, yeah, yeah. I mean, over, so I don't know. Yeah. Cause we have, since my parents are separated, like we would end up doing like my thing with my mom and then my thing with my dad, which usually would end up being at my dad's wife's family's house. And then like we would end up whatever we ended up wanting to do after all of that.
Yeah.
So it would be like three different events usually that we have to do.
So pretty much I don't have like family here anymore. I used to go to my godmother's house, but she moved. So like Christmas Day is like usually whatever, like we visit, we make all the stops, like she said, Demi's dad's house and then Demi's mom's house and then whatever we want after, which sometimes we would just go to Demi's
or your like godparents' house or something.
Yeah, I don't know, we would figure something out. But yeah, this year it's all changed for everybody, but it's still yeah. It's still fun. I mean, you guys have your Christmas tree up, yeah. Right, we got our Christmas tree up.
We used to
I don't know
when I was a little kid, like in Greek Orthodox church or whatever, Christmas Eve is actually one of the nights that you go to church and you go mm-hmm. for like midnight mass or whatever.
We do that here too. Catholics do that.
And so you're like, yeah, we would go and like dress up and everything. And for me as a kid, it was just like, oh shit, I'm going to stay up late and like do something yeah. with the adults. So, and like dress up also. So that made me feel like I was like doing something important and like cool. But I mean, besides that, we just did the typical, like, celebrating on Christmas Day thing. And my mom used to decorate and everything. But once it, like, got to a certain point where we got old enough, she was like, okay, this is too much work. Like,
yeah,
fuck this shit.
What about you, Grinch? There's nothing that you remember when you were a kid that makes you bubbly and smile? Cool present or, like, just to remember?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it seems so quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I think back of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it feels like before you know it.
Child.
So, that means Christmas is tight.
It could be different. I don't know what it's like as an only child. If I feel like it has a different vibe, probably.
Being an
old No. So, like, Christmas when I was a kid, like, you know, I have cousins and shit. So, like.
And they're your age.
Yeah, before my grandma died, you know, that's when we were still kids. And that'd be tight. I mean, we had Bermuda Christmas. We had a Florida Christmas. We had good Christmas and shit. But, like, I don't know. I feel like
stop
talking. I have to really look into that shit. I don't know what it is. I don't know how old I was when the family unit stopped being part of, like, the Christmas experience and it just started becoming more, like, compact or whatever.
Yeah.
When it came, you know, or like, when I was just, like, all right, because this is the thing, man. Like, I know it's going to sound silly, but, like, I feel like I was probably that kid that early on was like, this Santa Claus shit is some bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was going to ask you guys about that after this.
You know what I'm saying? And so, like, I know, as a matter of fact, that I was like that. And so
from the get-go?
Maybe, no, but maybe earlier, I know that I was that kid that was, like, harassing kids on the playground in elementary school. Like, you still believe in Santa? You're a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And so I don't know, man. Maybe, I don't know. The tingly feelings, if I can give you one, let me not be a Grinch. Because my son, right? He's 7 and 8. You know, he'll be 8 soon. The tingly, goody, yummy gumdrop feelings from Christmas for me is that interaction with your grandparents, you know, because when you're a kid, your grandparents are your grandparents at 7, but when you're a kid at 11 and then 13, that shit changes a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's like a real, like your grandparents, you know what I'm trying to say? Maybe that's just me.
I do get that because I actually, that was something that I used to do as a kid and I don't get to do anymore now because my grandparents are, my grandmother passed away and then my grandfather, it has Alzheimer's and is like in a nursing home and is just like not really aware of what's going on enough to celebrate like that. And, but it used to be a big thing where we'd be like, after we would do our like immediate, like whatever at the home thing, we would go to their house after. So it's kind of like, you're like, oh shit, what's my grandpa? What'd they get me? Like,
yeah, the grandparent element is kind of like, that's one thing I think I like. So
I got to witness that too. I'm glad I got to witness that. I spent like 2 or 3 mm-hmm. years going to her grandparents' house and they would get me shit. It was always like cool. It was always a cool stop over in Leisure World. I was,
oh, wow. Right down the street from us.
Yeah, right down the street from you. But yeah, no, I, yeah, I mean, everybody has to. I mean, I know some people legit like hate Christmas and some people have a like reason to hate Christmas.
Yeah, I don't hate Christmas.
Yeah, though. I know you don't. Yeah.
I don't like it though either though at the same time, yeah. But I don't hate it. Even with a kid though, like you would think that I would soften up because I have my son, but that went away quick, right, Fatima? Right? Like when he was little, I kind of like softened up. I was like, oh, you know, like
him, is he all into Christmas?
Yeah, he's into it now. He's watching movies that have Christmas into it. He wanted to go play in that shitty ass, slushy ass, cold ass, icy ass snow and shit the other day.
He did.
You know,
that's awesome.
So then at what age do you think, or like, how do you think you should tell your kid, or do you think that they, it should just be something that comes to them naturally? Like
they'll find out in the world that that's a, because world, a rite of passing.
I don't remember exactly how it happened, but I remember when I was a kid that I finally was like, I ended up going to my parents. I was like, tell me, like, tell me the truth. Like Santa's not real. Right. Like, and I remember, like, I knew it. And I had known it for a little bit. Yeah, they ended up telling me. They're like, yeah, like, okay, honey. Like, I don't remember exactly, but I remember them trying to, like, console me and being like, yeah, like, we'll admit it. Like, and I just remember being, like, angry. But, like, I knew it, but, like, their confirmation, like, made me angry, I remember.
Aw. I remember. Oh, go ahead, Fatima.
No, go ahead.
Nope.
I don't think I ever believed in Santa. I think we always, I mean, we've always put the gifts under the tree before Christmas. It's not like our parents put them under the tree
on
Christmas Eve.
All right, so there we go.
The presents were wrapped and put under the tree throughout.
See, my days. Snake, yeah.
Because it's like, we want to show presents under the tree. We're not going to wait. But you know what? My parents, and I feel like I've heard this other parents. I hope it's not just my dumbass parents. I'm just kidding. I love you guys. my mom tried to come up with some bullshit. They're like, no, the boxes under the tree, those are empty. And Santa comes and he waves his hand and then he fills them. And I'm like, what? Like,
that's smart.
That is so cool.
No, it's not stupid. I mean, I think I fell for it.
That's kind of an easy way out, though. Like, yeah, like what you see here, you don't know what's actually in here.
Honestly, though, y'all, I'm about to get my Grinch on. You ready? I'm done with this, y'all. If we've been so woke all year and toppling these things and changing everything, I think it's time we change Thanksgiving, change Christmas too. I mean, like the whole gifting of it, things like, I know we're getting all mushy with it. I'm thinking about stuff I was about to tell y'all. Like, I remember like deciphering whether it was a Nintendo game by the shape of the president, you know what I'm saying? And like ripping a corner of it, like, oh shit, that's that Mario Joe. Oh, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, I don't know, man. Hearing Fatima say that she never believed it, and then me wondering when it was that I didn't believe it, and knowing that the reason I didn't believe it is because my ass is fucking black, and I was thinking about that shit at an early age. Like, so fucking Santa, it was just stupid to me at first, right? Anyways, but like, so like, it's not to say that we can't have a holiday, because I'm not trying to be Grinch all the way, right? I like my granddad, remember? I told you all that part. I like the family aspect. But I don't like the commercializing, right? The presents, right? So, because I do feel like presents and stuff like that are something that we have like a whole bunch of days that we do it now in the calendar, right? Your birthday, Demi's in July. You deserve presents then. Same with you, Fatima. September, you know. Father's Day, hey, that's me. Kenneth, no, sorry, bro. You don't get a present that day, all right? You don't get a Father's Day present. But we don't need to have all these days, like, especially like for the adults. Like, I keep telling like Fatima to my mom, like, what are you doing for Christmas? Like, we're adults, like, nothing. Don't buy me no Christmas present. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no. But that's just how I look at it, because I feel like if we are going to be a woke 2020, why can't we, like, you know, fix Thanksgiving because of Christopher Columbus and the Washington football team? Why can't we just make Christmas more of a loving and family tradition and just completely X out the gifting? You know what I mean?
But you're actually the opposite of a Grinch. So, you're actually Cindy Lou Who, because that's what she was trying to do in the, you know what I'm saying? Like, what, like, all the Who's were all caught up in giving gifts and whatnot, and she was like, what's the true meaning of Christmas? And mm-hmm. I feel like me and Demi, we already, like, we do that already. Like, we don't get each other, like, we don't get, she's not getting me anything. I already got, like, whatever I wanted throughout the year with the studio equipment, the 3D printing stuff, so, like, that's my gift. I'll sneakily get her something and she won't know about it or whatever. That's how it kind of goes. And then, like, I don't know. We get each other. I don't know. It's.
I remember one day, not to cut you off, but I remember one day somebody asked me if Fatima got me a gift for Easter. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah. I was like, you get gifts?
I used to
get Easter?
As gifts for Easter. Huh? My mom used to get us gifts for Easter.
Well, that's like, different, like having a little kid have an Easter basket. That's a different type of like thing.
That's different.
She
that's
would different. Get like a dope, like a Transformer toy and then putting in an Easter basket.
Yeah, that's different. Like an adult. So
relationships don't need gifts on Easter.
No.
No, definitely not. But yeah, I know. I totally agree. Like it's all so many holidays are just so materialized.
Dude, no. No holiday needs a like. There's
Hold on. I was gonna say though, I do think Valentine's Day. I don't mind for women on Valentine's Day.
So. But dude, if you're in a relationship and you guys are struggling and you're broke and you guys can't afford to get anything on Valentine's Day and you guys have that understanding, like
that's different.
So like, I don't think any like me and Demi have gone holidays without getting each other everything. We always get each other something. Like she always gets me something, whether it's socks or something cool. She always like wings something, and even if we're broke,
man, Fatima's a way better gifter. That's why I was like, can you just stop, man? I don't know how to do it. I'm not good.
We're both good at gifting. Would you say that, Demi? That we're both good at gifting? We're both pretty good. We're both indecisive, but I think that's what makes us. We think about it so much that it just comes out good.
I got this sick ass winter coat that I don't even get to break it out this year, baby, because of the scrubs. I feel like I'd look ridiculous wearing that with scrubs. Oh, that's nice, yeah. Right? I can't wear that with scrubs. But anyways,
would you say that you guys, because we definitely like towards the beginning of our relationship got more grand gifts than we do nowadays. Yeah. Like our first Christmas together, because our time of the year is actually December. Our 10th anniversary is on Monday, actually. So Christmas time is kind of like. Thank you. Time of year.
Christmas time is our kind of our time of year. That's another thing. Yeah, makes us happy around this time anyways. So like, mm-hmm. you know, it's it kind of like combines. Double. Yeah.
So our first Christmas together, we had only been dating like freaking 3 weeks or something. Because Kenneth has, as we know from the Super Toe episode, go back if you haven't heard it. Kenneth has big ass feet, and I had to go to get him some Nike SBs back in the day all the way to Fair Oaks Mall, which is like over an hour away in Virginia to try to get his size. And then he ended up getting me some super fancy winter coat that
right
I still
here
have
in Rock,
to this
right
day.
Here in Rockville. I didn't go that far.
But now we get each other, like he said, like nothing or
but we have a lot of I hate sounding like all materialistic, but we have a lot of nice shit. Like Demi is a little more like less than I like. I want to buy her shit. Like I want to buy her a fucking cry like, cut. Don't. I want to buy her all this shit, but like she makes me like not buy her shit. I have to like sneak, which is the way it should be, but I have to like sneak buying her shit. Like, and then it gets here and I'm like, here, I got you something. But like, I don't know. If we want it, we get it. So like we consider those our presents when this time of year comes around. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Kind of like behind the.
Are you guys those type or not to like, if Fatima, if Rashad gets you something or Rashad Fatima gets you something and you're like, oh damn, like this thing's kind of, it looks like it's a lot. Will you ask like, okay, like how much did you pay for this? Because this looks like a lot. If it's something that like looks beyond.
No, I got a good story though.
You want me to tell y'all a good story? It just came up with Fatima will laugh.
Go for it.
This is like some real Rashad, maybe not just Scorpio shit. This is like some real Rashad shit. I think it was the first Christmas, right, baby? Maybe. Correct me if I'm wrong. When did they get Kelly a TV? Was it first Christmas or second Christmas? Either way, there was two Christmases in your mama house.
Early, yeah.
I just know that one time, right? I think it was the first Christmas that I'm thinking about right now, right? Had a little bit more money because I didn't understand how much this shit was about to cost. I was like, just thinking my money was my money or whatever, but like, no, this is family money, man. But whatever. So I bought people gifts, and I remember I bought like some whack ass gifts, like some whack ass shit for Fatima, right? In the name of like, security for the baby or some shit. Now I don't even know what it was, baby. So as I tell the story,
I know exactly what it was.
You do?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like a camera or something?
It was a sensor or something. It was almost like
it was expensive though. That's the whole thing though. It was whack, but it was expensive. So I'm about to get to that. You remember what it was? Tell me.
It was like cameras that you would put in your house for like nannies or
Yeah.
So you would have So it's cameras inside, but we lived in my mom's house has a basement that has two bedrooms, a living room, a bathroom. So it's like kind of a separate living area in the basement. So that's where we lived. And I want to say that you got it because Kelly would go upstairs.
I had my reasons. Yeah. It wasn't, I'm such a profound, outspoken motherfucker. They were not ready to know. They were like, yo, what, bro? Like, for real. And I was kind of quiet while I was in her house, right? But whatever the reasoning was, I'm sure it wasn't, I didn't beat it in your head, Fatima. I didn't realize I've done a lot of evolving in the last 7 years, right? So we all have. Mm-hmm. But anyways, dog, the point of the story is I didn't know what to get, right? I got Kelly a TV. I didn't know what to give Fatima, right?
You're happy buying these gifts? Like, yo, I'm getting people gifts and shit. Like, they're going to like me.
Like, I don't mind it. I don't like the task of it. Like, so yeah, it's not that I'm like, oh, I got to get somebody a gift. It's more like, damn, I got to get somebody a gift.
I'm saying, get someone a fucking gift.
And plus, like, I wasn't smooth with the Amazon shit yet. So I was still that guy that was like going to Wheaton Plaza. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I hear you. Dude shit, young dude shit.
Right. So that shit used to blow me, man. The year before that, I had bread. I won all this money. I bought iPads. I bought Fatima tablet. Remember that shit, baby? That was a good Christmas.
Remember that shit? I'm like,
hey. When she was pregnant before Isaac came out, January, the month that later, that was a good Christmas.
That's awesome.
But anyways, the story I'm trying to get to is that I got her a whack present, right? Mm-hmm. And the present was like that surveillance type shit so that like you could see if somebody was like beating your kid while you're at work or something, you know what I mean? Or whatever. Maybe she said I was trying to watch Kelly because Kelly was going upstairs a lot. Probably that too. Mm-hmm. Christmas is December 25th. The present was open. The presents remained open, you know? But never opened, right? Like, until now it's January 1st. She's got people over her house again. She got Spanish hella family, right? So Christmas, we were partying, getting it in. And then a few days later on New Year's, we getting it in, right? And I remember just like, yeah, right? Being dizzy and having fun and looking down and seeing the present right there. Like, like nobody touched that shit still. And it's like, yo, hold up, bro. Is it like 6 days, man? What the fuck, right? So the next day, because like, you know, like there'd be sales and shit like after this, right? Like everybody was asleep. I rolled out and I took the present and I returned it, right? And I fucking got her a purse or some shit. And I came back and gave her the purse like, here.
Take it now. Here, take unwrap it and use it.
Like, here's your present. I got you a present. Like,
at least you didn't have to say shit. You noticed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you noticed it, you took charge and went and returned it, got her a nice purse.
I woke up and I was like, this shit is whack, though. I was looking at it, it was like some white and green and black box. You know what I'm saying? It was like, that's all I remember. It was like so man shit. It was like some whack man gadget shit that I got her. And I was like, what the fuck?
That's how you return this. That's so funny.
That's, for some reason, that just made me think of, because you said about getting a purse as a gift.
Kind of, it was a nice purse too.
So it was very nice. It was extremely nice.
Still have it? Sure. You still have it?
Yes.
Don't make her show it. No, let Demi continue. Just let Demi continue. No, Demi continue. I don't want to show off. It's like some Michael Kors purse or something, right? Or I don't even know.
Yeah,
no,
it's beautiful.
Sorry, I'm about to tell. It was actually about a Michael Kors purse. And Kenneth's mom, she like was sending out like text messages, apparently specifically like, oh, this is the one that I want. Like, this,
oh, this don't one. Make my mom sound bad. Such,
no, I'm not. And so I was saying like, she ended up having in mind, like, this is what I want. Nobody's going to get it. That's for me. I'm going to get it for myself. So she ended up gifting herself a purse, and it was like to Millie from Millie, and she opened up and everybody on Christmas and was like, oh, look at this nice
thing I got. Like, that's funny.
And like,
it's great.
Everybody like sitting like wait and see what
she's
it was
like that. So my mom's really picky, so when we were kids, like, she pretty much learned that like she had to tell us exactly what she wanted or else we weren't gonna get her something she liked, and then she would just have to return it. And which makes her sound like materialistic, but I don't know. We would get her nice things. So like, if we're going to spend the money on it, we might as well. And then
quality that lasts.
And that got me into the habit of like, kind of like, as we got older, we kind of was just like, all right, well, what do you guys want for Christmas? Oh, well, I'm doing this. So like, I could use a computer. All right, we'll get, you know, I don't know. I don't want to make it sound like we got whatever we wanted, but like, that's what it kind of, if they were going to get us something, they told us like, yeah, we're going to get you something, spend like around this much money. What do you want? And then, all right, that's cool.
All right, so let's get to this shit. Let's get to the shits, man. So it's a fucking pandemic. I'm already a broke-ass nigga trying to make this money. My son's watching Home Alone. What do you remember of Home Alone, man? Like, you remember? I don't even know if it's the first one or the second one, but each one had stupid presents under the right? Were they both Christmas joints?
Yeah.
Home Alone?
Was it in New York, or was it?
The New York joint has stupid Christmas presents.
Because it was of the toy store that he saved. Right.
Yeah.
So Isaac's like, he didn't even say nothing. It's not like he really, really be saying it, but like, he'd like be saying like, where the presents at?
No, he doesn't. So I think I'm going to give them a little bit more credit. I think our kids are more, not as greedy.
They're like, are scared because I fucking be too fucking like, shut that shit up.
You know, he gave like a few weeks ago, he was like, mommy, these are the things that I want for Christmas. And he gave me a list, and, you know, he wanted me to write it down. So I wrote it down in my phone. And then every once in a while, he would be like, and this, and this. And then a few days later, he was like, you know, I don't want you to get me all of those things. Those are just some of the things that he didn't say, I don't want you to get me. He was like, those are just things that I want for Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think, and even with Kelly, I think Kelly also, at least not with me, because I've right, never.
Let's talk about that. She's too big. So that's what I was trying to say. Like, what age is it when a kid is too big for you to fucking have input or anything when it comes to like gifting with Christmas?
I think how I was saying it earlier.
What do you mean by input?
Age for us.
Like, I feel like I didn't tell my mom or my granddad what I wanted for Christmas. by the time I was like smoking cigarettes and trying to fuck something, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, I'm sorry, like, I'm just saying, like, or you know what I mean? Like, when you're like a badass,
you want it to be like a surprise for her, or you don't want, what are you saying? You don't want them to like tell you what they want. You want to,
no, hell no, like,
get whatever you think they want, and then they like
it. I think what I'm trying to say is, what age is it for a kid in your mind, if you were to have a kid right now, a boy or a girl, when you think it would wear off for you, where they're like, and I kind of want some new clothes. You'd be like, man, get the fuck out of here, man. You're gonna get what the hell I get your ass shit.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have kids, obviously. So it's obviously, I don't know. I feel like, and I'll let you say, I know you want to say something, but like, I feel like I'm gonna try to, and obviously it depends on the kid, but like whatever they're into at the time, I'm gonna get them the tightest thing that has to do with, be like, hey, well, how would you like a cool ass basketball hoop? Would you like that for Christmas? And he's like, yeah, that'd be awesome. All right, bro, I'll get you that then.
Yeah, that's kid land still. But what I'm trying to say is, what age would you think you're like, you know what, this motherfucker's too big, I'm gonna get him when I get his ass.
That's how I would transition. That's, I don't know what age, whatever age, it depends on the maturity level. I don't know, man. Like, I feel like once they're in middle school, I can have a conversation with people. I'm like, what are you into now? You like video?
How about this part?
I mean, like, how your dad got you the hat that you're wearing, and he didn't ask you. He just sent it to you. Like, you know?
Yeah.
That's, or how about this part?
Sends me a gift every year. I know I'm getting a gift from my dad, and sometimes it's cool. Sometimes it's a hat that's weird, but still cool. I don't know. I know what you're saying. I guess I don't know really the answer. To me, that all depends on the kid. I don't know.
And generally, then, I know it could depend on the kid, but like generally speaking, when do you think cuteness and all that, oh shit, that wears off on children? Is she, well, like Kelly's 17, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, my parents got us, and it's three of us, so me and my two older brothers.
I'm not saying she doesn't get a gift. I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't ask
when her what she wants.
Yeah,
I don't think, and that's what I was gonna say. I don't think Kelly ever, to me, has said, this is what I want. I think she, with me, it's that, not that type of relationship with her dad, because he does like the splurging. That's his way of taking care of the year.
Yeah, but so, and you had said it before, and I was trying to ask them, like, what do they think though? You know, what do you think as far as, when does the cuteness wear off on a kid for you, when you're like, oh, I gotta get them a gift, I can't wait?
Well, I don't know if it's like cuteness is the right word, but like, I feel like, I don't know, it's just all, it depends like the personality of the kid. And like I also like wasn't that type of kid that like, and even as I grew up, like, I don't like when people ask me like what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just like, fucking surprise me.
And
like,
make it good though.
Like, yeah, I think you're missing it. Like,
I know, but I know what you're saying. But I think, like, I don't know. As you get,
Jimmy, if you're like, 16,
it becomes a thing that like it's just a familial thing, like a tradition and habit of like just having the Christmas spirit. Look, at that point,
I enjoy giving gifts. So I look, that's never going to wear off. Like, I look forward to giving my 16-year-old, 17-year-old, 18-year-old. I look forward to talking to them, finding out what they're interested in, and getting them something that will help them. If they like music, I'll be like, shit, I'll get you a MacBook. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look forward to, I like combining the gifts with, like, look, it's Christmas, man. Here's a time where you can get something from me. Make it something tight. Make it something that, I don't want to get you a fucking video game console. Like, I'll get you a MacBook or something if you're into that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'll get you a basketball hoop. I'll get you an art.
So again, back to my whole thing. That's why I was like, no, they're too big for that shit. That's for their birthday. In my opinion, Christmas to me is for little kids that think Santa might be real, right? And since they think he might be real, we can then still subscribe to this silly thing of buying you a gift, right? But when you're a big fucking kid, you already know that Santa's not real. When you're a big fucking kid and you already fucking cost big fucking bills, goddamn, you better not ask me for shit. First of all, when Isaac is 17, I wish he would tell me what he wants for Christmas. I'd be like, nigga, you better hope I'm balling. And even if I am balling, he better ask me the right way. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you're big, bro. Like, this isn't about you anymore. And that's my whole point. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, at what point did we not realize that some of these silly holidays are more so about kids? And like adults, we can enjoy the whole family aspect about it, right? But the whole gifting is for kids.
So I ended up saying my, now she's there. I ended up having my dad's wife ask me at Thanksgiving time, like, oh, like, what do you think I should get for your sister? Or like, oh, who do you think I
Christmas.
Should get? Yeah, for Christmas time. And I was like, oh, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what she needs. I don't know what she wants. And like, honestly, like, I'm not really thinking about gifts too much this year, because I just feel like this is the type of year that we just all need to be like thankful for everything. And she kind of gave me a look like, okay, like
you're a Grinch, but it's like true. Like, I don't really want a gift from you, and I don't feel like thinking about getting, I want to get gifts from my people I care about. Like, I think about, I don't know. Like, I think about, oh, this person would like this. I'm going to get them that.
Like,
doesn't matter how much it costs either, $4, $5. Like, to me, I don't know. I'm different. Like, I see, if you get me like some socks, as Demi, like her mom, they'll get me socks or like a shirt, something cheap, and I'm always so genuinely happy, and I put them on there. I'm known to, like, whatever they give me, I take that shit off. I put that shit on right then and there. If it's a sweater, I put it on. I don't know. I enjoy giving gifts. I enjoy receiving gifts. I get happy when someone opens my gift and they like it, or like it's something they could use, especially if it's something cheap or something I made. Like, I love that too. Like, giving stuff that I've made. I like that shit. So I have to disagree.
Well, I gifted you guys with the fucking topic and theme of this podcast.
What?
The gift. I mean, we have, like, this is a lot of, there is something to say about gifts. I mean, you know, is it about the holidays season with the family, or is it about gifts? Because I don't agree.
It's about both. You know, I mean, it's not about the gifts at all. The gifts don't have to be there, and they, so you're right. It's about family. It's
but
about
I did gift you guys, but I did gift you.
I don't get what you're saying with that. I don't understand. All
right, when you run it back and edit it, you're like, oh, he gifted us an idea by naming this the gift.
Oh, we're naming the gift. Well, yeah, we can.
Yeah, I mean,
no, that is a gift, because we'd be thinking, like, what do we name this? So now it's, we don't have to name it. Thank you. The gift. The real memory core, their wives gift to everyone.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I'm like, even my son right now, he's 7 going on 8. And you know what I say all the time? I know it kills Fatima. I'd be like, I try my best all day. I just be chilling a couple days. Chilling. Getting irritated. Chilling. And eventually I'd be like, use your big boy voice. I know that fucks you up, right, Fatima? So listen, he was using his big boy voice at dinner tonight, and I don't know if you understand the difference. And Kenneth doesn't know it until he has a boy. If he doesn't have a boy, you won't understand it. But maybe your family did it to you too. I know my granddad did it to me. Like, there's like a certain thing about like cute, and like it just wears off eventually, man. And then it's eventually like big boy time or big girl time. And like, he's still in the world for gifts. Don't get me twisted, right? Like, he's still there. But we can't like go backwards as far as like infantilizing him or whatever. Like, and so like, sometimes he'll be running around playing games or playing with his friends. He'd be like, you think his voice like this? And I'd be like, you know what I'm saying, Fatima.
And I know, like, what you're saying. And I think sometimes it's like imagination time. If he's in his room playing with his toys and he's talking with his toys to each other,
that's different. I've never said it then.
So that, to me, like when he's doing it there, I think his voice still right now sometimes is more squeaky than other times. Like if he's excited, his voice gets to the squeaky.
So let's not overanalyze the whole voice part. But what I'm just trying to say is, like, when he was 4, right, or 3, of course I wouldn't be like that. You know, I might have slipped every now and then. Like, when it was 5.
Huh? Little baby, cutesy baby talk that little kids do.
Right. You know what I'm trying to say?
And they're getting older. It's like, okay, stop talking like a baby. We're a big boy.
Yeah, exactly. Or like
when I have, because my half sister, Eva, she's 8. So she's really close in age to Isaac. And so, like, if I'm getting correctly, like what you're getting at, like there's a certain point where I think like when kids get older, when they get into that realm of like 8, 9, whatever, and they're still doing the like, oh no, I don't want to, yeah, like, and like doing like purposeful, like baby, like, blah, 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 like
the baby voice.
Yeah. And like being like toddler, like,
let's do it, baby. You just love him so much, Fatima. You're blind. She said, I don't think he does that. Fatima, he literally was today going like, why?
Yeah,
it's because it's different. Yeah, exactly. It's different what we're talking about, because when it's going against it, it's like they're trying to use that as a tool to like manipulate you. And that's not, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing, but it's just, it's where, and it's not their case, because he doesn't, I'm sure he doesn't do it. He's just being cutesy baby. And then like as older, Rashad is realizing it's his son getting older. Like, when are you going to stop talking like a baby?
No, but the thing is like, he doesn't only do it. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's what I try to say.
On and off. Yeah, it's not his natural way of speaking. He can switch it on and switch it off.
Yeah, at dinner when he was like saying how he wanted more food to her, right? Or at dinner when he was talking smack to me, he ain't using his baby voice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
He's not.
Yeah, like I had a... Like when I see little kids trying to, like, and I'm not saying that this is what's happening, but like when little kids try to like use the like, no, I don't want to, like, or whatever, and try to like use it and like act like more toddler like to get away with stuff or just like manipulate or just like again, like, it's like, okay, like, no, like, you know, at this point, like, no means no type thing. And that's the thing for me where I've like experienced that with some kids where I'm just like, I can't.
So what I'm trying to say is, you know, he's big, pretty sure he's smart enough that he knows it's not real. But I'm also mature enough, me, not him, mature enough, not educated enough, but mature enough to know that there's got to be some type of emotional, psychological development that we're still supposed to just let them have, right? Where they figure it out on their own. So I'm not going to just run in here and be like, man, that's white supremacy. You think some white motherfucker is going ho, ho, ho and give you presents? I'm not going to do that, right? But even though that's what I feel like, it's definitely a coin of white supremacy. But yeah, man, like Santa and all that shit, like it's part of white
pagan tradition.
Yeah. So
yeah, but what Christmas has become in America, the commercialism and the face of Christmas, the Hallmark, is a white Santa, like
it's Hallmark.
I don't know. I guess that shit has all gone out the window for me a long time ago when it comes to Christmas. I got it at a young age that what it was about and shit like that. So when I speak like about Christmas and how loving it, like I'm not speaking about like fucking Santa and the reindeer. And
I know, but that's the thing. It's like, that's why it's going to be so hard for us to ever, like, if I was to go back to what we were talking about, the whole 2020, we got woke, we knocked down things, we changed things, we censored this, we canceled that. If we were to ever to like get rid of like what I'm saying, the whole element of possible white supremacy trickling into this holiday, then you have to move and change things, like maybe possibly gifting. The economy really waits for us to spend bread right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dog. I picked up pine cones from outside to decorate my wreath, so...
You're spending bread one way or another, right? I go to Starbucks and I bought a fucking million. I hate Starbucks. Fuck. But they got them nice little fucking Christmas cups.
It adds up.
I'm just playing.
They know how to pull people in after all these years. They know the things, and like, that's all this tracking through social media, all the things we click on, and like, we're like, oh, look at this pretty like picture here, look at this ad. And then that's how they make the next holiday product that we see on the shelf. It's like,
But Demi, we're not ready though. Nobody's ready to do what I'm saying because I'm the unpopular opinion. I'm the Grinch. I'm the one that says kids aren't cute when they still fucking think they're cute and need to use their big boy voice. I'm the one that says don't buy presents on Christmas. Just go see your family and don't do it in a COVID pandemic. People mad at me because I'm telling them not to do that either. And they're like, man, my mom has to see her granddaughter. I don't give a fuck.
Look, we're seeing each other right now.
Yeah.
We see each other every day on Saturday. And I would never, I don't know. My memories are still going to be us hanging out. It's not going to be like we weren't with each other. I don't know.
If anything, I'm definitely going to remember this shit. This is some ill shit that we're going through. And I'm going through it with you guys because we're doing it the right way. I've heard people give me comments, you know, saying shout out to Rashad Radio for doing the social distancing, almost like they're trying to play us, right? Like for like doing it like this. And I'm like, cause I had mentioned that Real Men Record Their Wives and how we do it like this on stereo. And somebody was like, shout out to him for keeping it gangster. Cause they understood that we were still in Maryland, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they were like, shout out to him for being safe in this fucking pandemic.
Yeah, it's true. We're still keeping the dream alive.
I'm never going to forget it. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but go ahead. I'm not going to forget it. This is definitely monumental shit for a podcast, for my life, for my relationship with Fatima, like my relationship with y'all. Like, I'll never forget this year. Yo, we did some ill shit. We fucking grew, got shiny fucking buttons everywhere now. You know what I mean? Like, shiny, happy buttons every... Oh, I've been drinking too much, so I'm sorry.
Well, I've never heard that song.
That's my REM song. Remember what's the frequency, Kenneth? I remix Shiny Happy People with Shiny Happy Buttons. You know?
If we were to cancel Christmas, like you, not cancel Christmas, but like, you know, start the movement and shit, I would still. Like, because I kind of explained it. I don't got to explain it again, like, what we do. Like, we don't get, like...
Do it for New Year's.
Yeah. But, like, I would still... I mean, unless it was, like, a movement. It was like, nah, everybody, if you're woke, we got to do this. And me and Demi, we would probably just be like, all right, whatever. But I don't know. I would still... Yeah, we don't... We want a big-ass, old-ass Christmas tree that we put up yesterday. And I'm like, put the trees on, the lights, like... If they were like, no more of that, we probably would be like, all right, whatever, we can do with that. I'm not going to go out and buy her shit, but I'll get her like some bath bombs like I've done in the past. I'll get her some lotion and shit.
For the very day of Christmas.
Or I'll give it to her the day before.
We sometimes give like after even. After,
before.
You know what I'm saying. You're cheating. Nope, you're cheating.
Do it all the time. I'm not cheating shit. What I'm saying is unless it was like, nah, in order for this shit to go, we all have to really cancel this, we would do it. But if it was just like, yo, fuck Christmas, y'all, like, I would still do the same thing I do because we don't do much already. So I'm not tripping. I'll make her a gift, dog. Is it just like the giving of the gift or is it the buying of the gift?
The consumerism of the holiday.
All right, buying.
Of the holiday. All right, so I can't make her a gift and just give it to her?
And you can fucking do a video of you making 100 push-ups and whatever. Yes, you can do that. All I'm saying is buying things, falling into the sales trap, buying gifts, paper, wrap, all that shit, Christmas lights, love, like, all right, how about this part? And this is just for me challenging and to get people a little riled up. People don't even go to church all year, right? And then they got the nerve to be like, it's Christmas, right? And it's like, come on, man. Like, I'm not, like, I believe, and I'm not trying to say you got to go to church all the time, but like, I do feel like we pick and choose the times where we want to, like, all of a sudden celebrate faith and, like, religion and shit like that. And it's just, I feel like it's a bad look for kids. Like, if we don't take our kid we're not really, like, pushing religion on him. And there's some type of religious context with Christmas. Aren't we just like hypocrites for like being like, hey, it's time to have this party though. You know what I mean? And I don't know. The part of me that's real, the old young Rashad that is like, fuck the bullshit. I'm not no Hallmark nigga, right? It's still there because it doesn't resonate with me. Valentine's Day, again, like I take it back to Valentine's Day, right? Valentine's Day does resonate with me because I'm a man and I love women, and there's nothing wrong with expressing our love for women, right? There's nothing wrong for a little boy to a grown man who's trying to fucking be like, yo, I really got to show this woman I love her, right? But with Christmas, if you're faking the funk, you're faking the funk, in my opinion, right? It's just like, we're all just, and we try to like transform it into whatever we want it to be. But in reality, Kenneth, I keep hearing you say that, like, even if we do that, I'm still going to do this. But that's because it's Christmas. You know what I'm saying?
I think that I 100% agree with what you're saying, except for the Valentine's Day part, because I think that that's the same consumerism you're just kind of justifying.
You don't have to buy nothing.
Do that any day. You can show her how much you love her and give her something to show.
Yeah, but it's a special day.
Because it tell you it is. It was made by the same.
It's a consumerist holiday. I think it's weird that schools and elementary, like little kids, celebrate Valentine's Day.
But there's nothing that makes me think of supremacy or like, and then maybe there is white supremacy and everything we can find. But like, you know, all it really makes me think of with Valentine's Day is love, right? It don't even have to be, you know what I mean? It could be your mom and a son and a mother, you know what I mean? But like, it's just like love, right? And so you don't have to buy a whole bunch of chocolates or the candy that says names and words on it, you know, but you could do something that shows love, right? And that's fine. But, and then like, you know, Mother's Day, no problem. Like mothers are important. Why, we should all stop and give mothers, most people got a mother if they were born, right? And God, for, you know, there's some people that don't, you know, because of situations. But you know what I'm trying to say? And so like, I feel like a lot of other holidays, I don't really feel like I'm faking the funk on it anymore. You know what I mean? But like I really like Father's Day. I really like that y'all's birthdays are consecutive. You know, that when we're out of this damn COVID, you know, it would be cool to celebrate. Like, oh shit, baby. You know, we got to like get something for both of these motherfuckers, right? Like we got to, and that's cool though, because it's really your day that day. And I don't feel like I'm like, man, so contrived. Like it's not really their birthday, you know, white supremacy and their birthday, you know what I'm trying to say? Like I don't feel any way like that, but like with Christmas I do.
Obviously everything is what they are to each other, and like when I like this, I'm trying to explain this, when I speak like I'm still gonna do what I do, it's because kind of like the same reason about our birthday, like we mentioned this earlier, our anniversary is on the 21st. Like Christmas was when we like fell in love and shit. So like it's what it means to each people. Like Christmas has nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Christmas time just is a happy time for that reason. It's a happy time for us. Like I will, even if there's no tree or lights, like we're still going to sit here on Christmas Eve and, you know, drink hot chocolate. I don't know. Like we're still going to be happy and be extra happy that day because it's Christmas. Not, and then all that other shit just goes out the window. Like I don't know, it's weird. It's just a happy time for us. Summertime in July and December.
Okay, fast forward to the future.
Awesome for us.
Fast forward to the future. This lovey-dovey shit that you just said is kind of still there. You still remember what you just said. You can go back and listen to your podcast and be like, remember what I said? But now you got two kids. You got bills. You might have lost a job, got another job, shit happened, life happens. Doing the best you can. Your kid is acting like he wants more than what you're gonna give him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like not appreciative.
Tough, yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not about that shit anyways.
And I'm not going to say like he's like that completely, but all kids have that. You have to teach them something when they start acting like that.
Yeah, it goes back there. That's just like, yeah, you got a hand, you know, yeah. Every kid's going to, especially because of fucking society, the show. Like
exactly my point.
Yeah, they feed into it and it's like, oh, wow, that big ass rich white family with 12 kids and a big ass house and all these decorations and all this fucking money. They have tons of presents. Why don't I got that? All right, well, now we have to have a conversation about life, son.
Exactly my point. That's what I'm saying. So Isaac's watching Home Alone. He's seeing all these gifts. He's got this idea. It's like, okay, hold on, slow down, right? It's not even that serious, but I just wanted to install that idea to you because it's like you said something good, like, well, and I would hone in with my kid and see what's good about him and what he's like really good. If it's baseball, then I'm gonna get him that. If he's a carpenter, I'm gonna get him a hammer or whatever the fuck, right? And you as a man, you as a parent, you're always gonna know what's best for your kid because you see them, you understand them the best. They could always tell you what they want. Right. So what if you're like sitting there like, man, I know little baby Kenneth. You're probably gonna name your kid Kenneth, right? So
go ahead.
Right. Baby Kenneth, I know him. I'm gonna get him this because he needs some new shoes. Whatever. And Demi's like, okay. But Demi knows he's gonna tell you, I don't want shoes. I want a PlayStation 8. I want two controllers. I want some, you know, I want this. I want that. And then you'd be like, okay, I know, but I'm going to get you this too. And he just like, okay, that's cool. Just completely bypass what you saying that you know, as a grown man, he needs, and you start understanding that greed, not a greed, but like unappreciated. You might change your feeling. I'm just telling you, man.
Of course. I mean, and it's not even on that's on like a selfish level too, but even on a more like honest level, like a kid that like isn't too selfish but just sees everyone getting presents and just like wonders why he's not getting that many presents, it's also like kind of sad, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's just not, I mean,
for poor families or for like, you know, people that really are struggling, it makes it a sad time of year for a lot of people because of that reason. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, I've seen people like saying about like, also, like, that's a reason why not to spoil the shit out of your kids at Christmas time and get them these huge, extravagant, expensive-ass things, because it's, like, also think about, like, their friends that they're going to talk to, that if they're both believing in Santa, and he's like, oh, well, Santa got me the, like, PS5. What'd he get you? He got you some Scuba Steve. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Santa gave me a $100 gift card to GameStop and said that, you know, if I save up with this $100 here, there, I'll get one eventually. That's what Santa got me.
So, yeah, I don't know.
There's ways, man. There's ways.
No, I know. I'm saying like the people who are spoiling their kids is like,
No, you're right. They're not realizing that instead of buying them the PS5, give them a portion of it or give them you work on something or be like, yeah, you were, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just human interaction. You just gotta like,
but sorry, just on the good shit, like to switch it back to the, what you do is you do some loving shit. Like you can like switch it on some wintertime Valentine's shit, like some pre-Valentine's, like some not so male, female, you know, Valentine's sense, just love, family and affection type shit. You can make it that instead of it being an abundance and showering of what's my gifts.
Yeah. You know,
there could be some type of lesson.
My parents used to actually, when I was a little kid, get me like a Valentine's card and like,
yeah,
little like candy or like something.
I was actually about to write down, I gotta get Rashad a Valentine's
gift. Don't forget that shit.
No love.
don't forget it.
We didn't celebrate Valentine's Day.
When, this year?
No, not me and you, like me as a child.
Yeah, we
like in parents. School. Yeah,
well, hold on. Yes, you do in school. Your parents
in school, but not with my parents. Like our Hispanic cultures, we didn't do that.
Yeah, I'm not acting like my family did either. I'm just saying, like, I'm pretty sure school made me do something where I gave something to my mom. You know, and I'm
like, home was school related. Something, anything I brought home or anything.
So if I think about it, actually, like anything, like all these things my dad would have learned from my mom, because like they don't have Valentine's Day and stuff like that in Greece. Like they don't have, or they don't have like Halloween in October and like all of that stuff. So I guess, I don't know.
We overdo it with the holidays. We definitely overdo it with the holidays.
Like,
so let's do it. Which one are we getting rid of? If we got to get rid of two. I'm saying two, not one. Two. Which one are you getting rid of? And I'm putting Fatima on the spot first.
I will get rid of Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Because I think you should appreciate the people you love every day. And I will get rid of
Cinco de Mayo.
That's not even a holiday. Let me see. What other holiday would I get rid of?
Get off of work for type thing. Besides, I mean, Valentine's you don't, but like that's so commercial. Like it's up there.
So I really don't get rid of, I don't get days off of work. Like the federal holidays, the only holidays I get off are Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Well, okay. The day's the best.
I don't know.
Well, she picked like one.
Fourth of July, I guess.
Because I'm proud to be an American. This I know I'm free. And Demi didn't know I'd be singing then. Things are just R.I.P. I mean, R.A.P., sorry.
This is definitely the most singing.
Yeah! It's the holiday episode. He's tingly inside.
I'm drinking on some good shit right here. Yeah, yeah.
Kenneth and I aren't for once.
For once.
And I'm proud to be.
Hey, what's up with your list? Did we cover everything?
Yeah, I mean, other stuff's pretty much, right? Too.
But we still didn't answer the questions.
I agree, oh, yeah, actually, with those choices, because Valentine's Day, I also agree, is commercial as shit. Hallmark just trying to sell candy and cards and jewelry, and that you can tell people you love them any day. And for 4th of July, I mean, I guess like you're celebrating the independence of America or whatever, but like, I don't know. I'm not really patriotic and don't really give a fuck about that. So I don't like that I get off near my birthday. Honestly, that's like the main reason. So
I would also get rid of Valentine's Day. Pointless. And I don't know. Probably fucking St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
Stupid.
Damn, I forgot about that one.
Fucking drink.
True.
But I mean, that rolls in the realms of Cinco de Mayo, which she was disqualifying as a holiday. But go ahead. If you're going to get rid of that one, you just dissed all my Irish friends. Shout out to all my Irish people that just got dissed.
That's oh, cool. But wait.
I wouldn't get rid of it in Ireland, but we don't. I mean, it doesn't have to be. It's just we just get together and drink.
I mean, but you said it was stupid. I mean, there's some Irish people that listen to this shit right now. They're like, oh, I'm not listening to Rashad Radio no more. What the fuck? Shout out to my man Fitzpatrick, rich bastard.
I don't know. Probably, yeah. I want to say Halloween, but
that's the first one I was going to say. Halloween's out the window.
I don't want to like completely erase it because I love the fall time and the Halloween like Halloween vibe and shit. I love that shit. That shit's tight.
I'm getting rid of Halloween off Bucks. I don't need that negative shit in my kids' mind. I don't need the ghosts and goblins and ghouls shit. I don't need it. I could go on forever while we don't need Halloween. There's nothing.
I don't think he thinks of Halloween as ghosts. I think he thinks of Halloween as candy.
Isaac.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
Oh yeah.
Which is also not a good thing.
Right. So diabetes, sugar, cavities.
Not very true.
Diabetes.
And if I had to get another one out of there, I don't know, man. I guess since we're talking about Christmas so much, I wouldn't get rid of Christmas. It'd probably be Thanksgiving. I'd get rid of Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yeah, I think that shit's whack. I think that's bullshit. I think we just all of a sudden just pause like, oh, let's do this again so that we can get ready to do it for real on Christmas. You know, let's, you know, like,
the only thing I like about Thanksgiving is that it gets families together, but you do it on Christmas, so like, you're right. I never thought about it like that.
It's
but
like
I look
kickoff
forward to Thanksgiving. It makes me happy, like all that food. What kickoff?
Well, how many times do we need to do this shit? You know, we kind of eat again on Christmas.
Nah, Demi's right.
It's like the kickoff of the holiday season because of that, I feel like. But it definitely, like, when people are at Thanksgiving time asking me about, like, Christmas time, I'm just like, shit, man. Like,
I like,
give me a chance.
Thanksgiving evolved for us to be like quick lunches, and I like that. We got the people come over, we eat for like an hour or two, and then they leave, and then we spend the rest of the day doing nothing. I like that, but getting dressed up and driving over to someone's house to be there at 5, and you know you're not leaving till like 9 or 10 because you're just sometimes that shit can be annoying. You're gonna do that for Christmas. I don't know. That Thanksgiving's a good one. Plus the meaning behind it isn't, I mean, like the meaning behind it, I guess what they try to play it as is like good, but what actually happened is all kinds of fucked up. So like, I don't know.
Yeah, man. So I'm getting rid of those two. And you know, for real, the Grinch installment is coming around that time because you're supposed to be so thankful and shit. And American society is so less than thankful. Some people are kind and generous like you. You're a nice dude, Kenneth. Fatima says it all the time. She'll be, he's so nice. Aww, he's a sweet guy.
A little bit.
You are, right? But like...
He's a little bitch.
No.
Nice, but...
Not even that part, but like...
Imagine Fatima being like, he's nice, but isn't he kind of a little bitch?
Oh, no. She don't talk. That's not right. Even my language.
I know. That's why it's funny. She said, that's not even my language.
but like most people are like pompous. Some people consider me that. Most people are arrogant. Some people consider me that. Some people are just lacking empathy. Some people think I'm that. All y'all people are wrong to think I'm that. Anyways.
I think you have a problem and I have a problem. I think Demi has a problem with this. I think everyone has a problem with like the fake people. Like people are assholes all year and then Christmas is like, oh, it's the Christmas spirit. Let's be nice. Like, exactly. Dog, you're an asshole. You know what I'm saying? And it's right. The same with church. Like fake ass Christians or fake ass people, but like, those Catholics, whatever, fake ass people, like, let's go to church because it's Christmas. But usually you don't be like, you be doing like, you be sinning all the time. So like, I don't know. It's the hypocrisy in everyone is what turns me off. And I feel like everyone about Christmas and, but like, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Thing.
People might hate me, the religious people for saying this, but it's also even more made up because technically they say, like, don't they say that Jesus wasn't actually born at Christmas time? Yeah. He was born in it was like the fall time actually. And they just made it up so that like the holiday would work.
Yeah, it's true.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have to be, what you said isn't like, people know that.
Well, they'll be like, no. That's not the truth. The Bible
says. I'm sure there's some crazy ass religious people there that believe like are crazy American. Like, nah, he was born on just on December 25th. I already know it, but
people know
he wasn't born.
I know we got to wrap it up soon too, but here's a good question. What percentage, and you guys know that this American population is very colorful and spotted with lots of things and you know, sections. What percentage of people, because you know a lot of people, regardless, they could be Jamaican, they could be from other parts of the world, but they're growing up in America, so they just want their kids to fit in, you know? There's lots of elements to this Christmas shit, right? What percentage of them do you really think on Christmas, though, are speaking anything about religion?
You think, are you saying like how many people, what percentage of people like celebrate Christmas, but just Christmas? They don't even back it with religion. They don't even care about the religious part. It's just,
I think I'm saying exactly what I'm saying. What percentage of people do you think are really on the day of Christmas, regardless of the gift, regardless of all the mushy shit we just spoke of, are speaking about religion to the people that they're with?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Because we just started talking about hypocrites and shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to say, like, what percentage of American population do you think on Christmas Day are speaking about religion and the background and Christmas and all that shit to their child? Or are they just giving them a fucking PlayStation 5?
Like, actually speaking about it or, like, making them have to go to
Just giving, making the understanding, doing the knowledge, or you just...
Maybe 55%.
I think it's lower than the percentage of religious people in the, like, let's say the amount of religious people, quote unquote, in the United States is 80% of the population believes in is Christian or whatever, right? I think that like 20%. If it was 80%, only 20% of those people are speaking about. It's very little to the amount of people that actually claim to be.
Right. Because we're saying exactly that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
55 is a little bit too big for me, Demi. I think I would say like 25.
Going to like, I guess because I'm just thinking about like the like people going to church and stuff and like.
I mean, like I think it means like genuinely preaching the word. Oh,
if they're
God
like actually preaching it, yeah, like 20 something.
Like actually being like, guys, we're here together today because yeah, you know,
no, that doesn't start, really.
I mean, because think about it, like in the beginning of the episode. I was gonna say, because think about it, in the beginning of the episode when you asked everybody what their like memories and stuff was, nobody was really like, man, going to church and like.
No, somebody did say that.
I mentioned it, but
yeah, Demi said that. My fault.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I guess it is there. I don't know. I don't have that.
But I won't lie. Like, I was going to church and practicing like these things because it was something that I was just being like kind of told, like, here, you go and do this. And like, I was like kind of following suit. But like, it wasn't like my dad wasn't there like telling me, like, oh, like Jesus Christ has risen and
yeah, you just blah, went because it was the like, thing that you had to do.
It was just like, yeah, it was just like you just do
I have a really funny, we could wrap it up with this if everyone's, I have a really funny Christmas story. It's really funny from when I was younger. It's embarrassing too. So I do have memories of going to church, but no, they weren't like the ones that popped up when I thought of fun. But we would go to church, we'd go to like midnight mass or like some night mass right there on at St. Mary's, right there on Vera's Mill. And right before we were leaving, you know those little like, it's like chocolate that comes in pellets and you like melt it and then you dip strawberries in it. It's like a little thing of chocolate, whatever. And it like melts really easily. And I was a little fat ass, so I was like, oh, I want some of these. So I grabbed some and they don't come in wrappers. They just open and you grab it. And I was like, fuck. And I didn't want them to see me. And then my dad comes in right then. He's like, come on, you ready? You ready to go? I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I put him in my pocket. And I forget about him, right? And then as soon as we get to the church and we pull up and I get out the car and I put my hand in my pocket, it's just like. And I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, oh, so I have my hand in my pocket like the whole mass, dude. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, fuck, I want to take my hand out of my pocket. I'm like, this shit's whatever. I need to go to the bathroom. And I go to the bathroom and I'm there forever, forever. And then my dad comes and gets me. He's like, what's going on? I noticed my dad was always attentive. He's like, I noticed you put your hand in your pocket and you didn't pull your hand out. Your hand was in your pocket the whole time. What's going on? And I was like, I got chocolate over my and he helped me clean it out. I forget how old I was. I had to be in like, I don't know, I still lived in Twin Brook, so it was before the third grade. It was probably mm-hmm. second.
You're a baby.
Yeah, you're a baby.
I remember that shit clear as night because it was nighttime. That shit was fun. Chocolate all over my head.
So I can't remember if it was Christmas time. You just made me remember something that happened at church. So a lot of the time at like mass, they'll have you like walk outside in Greek Orthodox church and like do the chanting or whatever. And they're like usually carrying like
the procession.
The procession.
Mm-hmm.
Church. And so I remember one year, I honestly, it might have been Easter, but everybody's walking so close and you have like actual lit candles. And I remember somebody got too close to this lady one year and her hair, she's like,
oh my God.
Going like that, trying to like put her hair out as like everybody's like walking in the circle, like, oh my God. So that was like pretty memorable. But also, another tradition that Greeks do is like, I think we're kind of like big about trying to make your luck. And so we do this thing where we bake something called a vasilopita. And it's like a bread where you put in it. It's like a sweet bread where they have a coin and the coin is the lucky coin. And it's like for Christmas/New Year's time. And whoever like happens to be the one that gets the slice that has that coin in it is the one who gets the luck for the year to come.
Oh, that sounds so cool. Gone
for the rest of the year.
That's cool. I think, I mean, my parents have always been very religious, but, and we would go to church every single Sunday up until we were adults. We would still go to church every single Sunday, but we did not go to Christmas Mass, like the midnight Mass. We didn't do that.
They were like, fuck that, or it's too late for us.
Yeah, my mom always stayed home. My dad was the one who took us.
We didn't do it every year. We just did it like a few years and shit.
Anywho.
Yeah, y'all want to wrap it up? Not like Christmas presents, but like, you know, end the episode. Nah, I didn't bring my charger out here. My MacBook's on 14%. It was at 100. This shit drained it.
Wow.
But it's cool because if I'm not.
We got a good hour in this joint.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good hour.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was more. That's good. No, that's hell yeah. That's perfect. I thought it was going to be too long. That's perfect. Because after last time, they're going to be like, yo.
Yeah.
But no, this was a good little Christmas episode, man. It was
a 2020 wrapped.
2020 wrap up, y'all. Thank you guys for staying loyal and listening. And if you do, if I'm talking to anybody, all the Rashad Radio listeners, all the Couples Co-op Network listeners, all the Real Men Record Their Wives listeners. It's been we're going to be with you next year and the year after and the year. Now I'm just playing. Who knows how long we're going to be with you. We're going to stick this thing out. We started during COVID and we're going to stick this thing out. Right, guys? I mean, I can speak for myself.
Yes. Stay tuned to see what we have to bring for the new year.
2021 is going to be awesome, right? Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm going to be scheduled. I'm going to be organized. The music's going to flow. The new year is about to come. Aquarius, the age of Aquarius. Look it up, y'all. Watch Zeitgeist. Whatever you got to do. The age of Aquarius is upon us.
The age of Aquarius is now. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm going to look that up.
What, the age of Aquarius? She's like, what am I in store for? What is going
on? Hold on. And the funny thing is, she said she's gonna look it up. I'm gonna put it on when we hang up. I've been trying to show her that she always falls asleep. She's gonna fall asleep tonight. You're gonna fall asleep.
Wait, this is a movie?
Zeitgeist?
Yo, okay. Man, it's the illest, yo. And if you put the fucking wrap it up music on with me right now when you do your editing, Kenneth. But yo, everybody go look that shit up. I did that shit when you were pregnant, like in a history class. This fucking Scorpio teacher, I was talking to her about, like, yo, I'm gonna put this shit on as like an exclamation point for my paper I wrote. And she's like, okay, I know about it. And like, people were like getting up out of the classroom, like uncomfortable about it. You know what I mean? So look it up. It's on YouTube. Zeitgeist, there's two of them. Watch the first one, though.
Zeitgeist. Got it.
I'll show it. I've seen it. It's crazy. It's mind opening.
Yeah.
For me, it's like that shit opened my mind. I was like, damn, this is crazy. For like a week, I thought like that. Then I was like, all right, whatever. And not that I don't believe it, but I just like, all right, like I forgot. You know what I'm saying? You would think that like you would stick with you for the rest of your life and you would.
Well, yeah. I mean, the only reason why it resonates with me, maybe you forgot, but it has a heavy play of the astrology. It shows you how far back that shit goes.
I wrote it down.
But there's a lot. There's it's split into sections, right?
Yeah, oh no, for sure. It talks about like, you know, money and all that shit. But the way it got me hooked is it starts with astrology and all the religions and the history of religions from Egyptians to Christianity, all that shit.
It linked it back to where it all, yeah, I remember. I got to rewatch it. We'll rewatch it and we could talk about it. Actually, you guys want to do that? I've been doing that with my other podcast. Like, we'll watch something and then we'll like talk about it. If you guys want to do Zeitgeist, that would be some crazy shit, especially since it's coming up and everything.
I mean, if you guys don't watch it though, I'll never ever ever talk about something you should watch again.
Well, I mean, I've seen it. I know what you're saying, but you guys want to do that next episode in 2 weeks? If you watch it, Fatima, we'll watch it here and we'll talk about it, because you're gonna want to talk about it. It's crazy.
I'm putting it on, man. Let's get out of here, dog. I got to take a piss. I'm doing an IPA. Real Men Record Their Wives. Zeitgeist review next episode. Merry motherfucking Christmas.
Hey,
happy holidays. All that shit.
Hey.
You heard
Stay
it from the
safe. Merry Happy Christmas, holidays. Y'all. Bye.
Happy Kwanzaa.
And don't forget Kwanzaa.